Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat. Hello and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Sammy, and so much is going on in the pop culture world this week. We are really blessed. We have been sent good weather, so we are going to talk about it. Also, it's Jordana's birthday, so happy birthday, Jards.
Happy birthday to... Should we not sing?
Pretty good voice, Aileen.
I would not subject people to me doing that, but you could do it.
Yeah, it's my birthday, so now we're all 34.
Oh, right.
Bitch.
Very exciting.
Do you feel different?
Do you feel aged?
Well, I don't feel different, like, physically, but I do feel like we've talked about this before. Like, 34 feels like you are a real woman.
Right. You're not a young woman. Oh, you are a young woman still. I still think you're a young woman, but you're also a woman.
What is the young
you're
woman?
You're promising
cap?
Young woman.
I think young woman is 36. After 36, you're no longer a young woman.
Unbiased answer.
When are you an old woman?
55.
Oh, that's young.
56. No. 56.
You are not an old woman.
Oh, old woman.
Old woman.
Older. Nobody says old woman.
Yeah, no one says old woman. Right.
No, you haven't described someone as like an old man or an old woman. I'd be like,
she's an old man. He's an old man.
It's behind that old man over there. I don't know.
Old man is different than old woman.
I don't think there's a hard age for that. I think once you get up there, you have like a young 65.
It depends how well you've taken care of yourself.
Not even necessarily. I mean, genes also. And like, you
know. These days people say mature woman. And
that's worse.
No, they can be very immature when they get to that age. So I don't think.
Like with mature skin, like that's what they say instead of old skin.
Well, I think older woman can be anyone over 50. But I think an old woman is based on like how your circumstances.
Okay.
Subjective. Not only ones that you did. Like if you get sick and you have like, you know.
What would you call like the Golden Bachelor? Would you not call him an old man?
I would call him an older man.
Older man?
Okay. Yeah.
Isn't he like 75?
Yeah, but like really young 75.
So you're giving men to 75
no,
to
not
even be
told an
old man?
No, an old man can be. No, Aileen, an old man, an older man, a man can be old at any age also. He can also be old. I think you become an older man before you become an older woman. I think you become an old man at 47. I would call her an older woman.
An older woman. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't call her an old woman.
For a woman, older woman is above like I think 50-50 for a woman. I think a man could be older at like 44 if he's really not doing well.
If he's really grumpy.
Yeah.
You know what I always think about because I listen to so much true crime, like if they reported on like my murder, would they say like, I don't know if at 34 they'd be like young woman.
No, they definitely murdered. Say young woman.
You think? I think they would just say like woman.
They'd say
I know you've talked about this on You Up. I've heard you talk about this on You Up, but I still think that they would call. No, I think they'd call you a young woman. They might not call you a young lady, which is, I think, reserved for people in their 20s.
That's true. Okay, fine.
But you'd be a young woman.
They would not report on murder with a young lady as descriptor.
I'm talking.
They wouldn't say a young lady was murdered.
No, they might. They might.
No, I don't think they would.
I can't see that in the reporting.
But
they just say a 34-year-old woman.
Yeah,
this isn't about murder necessarily.
I'm just woman. I think we are just woman.
Right. Speaking of a younger woman, we have to talk about Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas's divorce. Yeah. Rumors turned reality.
Shocking.
Shocking. She's 27. So younger woman. Yeah, young lady.
Young lady.
Woman. young lady, two children. She just
would you even call her a woman yet?
Yeah, she's a young woman.
Would you call her a young woman?
She's not yet.
It would be condescending to call her a young lady. She's
not yet a woman.
You might say an older, young adult.
I'd really like to talk about the story.
Okay, just go. Okay, talk about. Okay, me too. Okay. I'm really into this one.
Okay, so there was rumors spreading all around the interweb that they were heading for divorce. They were like spotted about their rings and everybody's like, oh my God. And then they were spotted at the, she was spotted at his concert and he was wearing his wedding ring. So everyone's like, oh, they're not getting divorced. But then all of a sudden he files for divorce. And it's all, what I noticed, all the press about it was coming from his camp. Did you guys
feel that? He's fully executing like a 2013 style PR.
He's mad at her. That's what my vibe is that he's mad at her.
Oh yeah.
He's mad.
No, against her. Yeah, of course.
I'm saying.
First, he filed the divorce. He's saying that she likes to party and he likes to stay home. That's a quote. They have different lifestyles. And most recently, yesterday, I read that he found some compromising footage of her on the Ring camera, which solidified his decision to file a divorce. Nothing comes from her. And then also, there are photos of them, of Joe, with a mystery woman, presumably, I assume, their nanny or caretaker, holding the two children, and they're out. They posted jointly that they're like having a divorce despite like the narratives that are out there.
Which Jonas is this? Joe?
Joe. JJ.
Cake by the Ocean. The middle
one. The most famous one, right?
Well, yes. Nick. No. Oh. Nick is the most famous.
Nick is married to Priyanka?
Priyanka, yeah.
He's definitely
the most famous because he's the most boppy one. And then Kevin is not nearly as famous. Also, has been married forever. Had that show on E, remember?
Yeah. He's more like a regular person-ish, closer to one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I think nice. Joe Jonas, I'll be honest, I think Sophie Turner did a lot for Joe Jonas. Like, what's he up to versus like other than married to Sophie Turner?
This is what bothers me a lot. Like, we don't know what actually happened, obviously, but it feels like a smear campaign. It's very one-sided.
Well, and they had the joint Instagram post.
Yeah, but okay, that's good for her. She sort of, like, took the upper hand, to be honest.
Not really.
There was something that I read, like, their marriage is on the rocks for 6 months. Okay, 6 months. They have two children. They just had the second child. Their second child just turned one in July. Like, what kind of immature? I mean, obviously celebrity and celebrity divorce is like on a different like playing field than like the regulars in terms of just like how quickly they go to divorce and move on. And I'm sure like all of these schools have divorced kids with all the celebrity parents. But I just find it so irresponsible. Like, obviously we don't know what has happened, but 6 months? 6 months and you have two kids? Like, it just, and she's partying? Okay, she's 27.
I have some speculation based on.
Oh, she's partying. She's a young lady.
She's a young lady. She's partying. Okay, she's partying, but also, like, in terms of just, like, issues that relationships have, like, this is a moment in time. Like, you're just going to break up your whole family over 6 months of rocks?
You seem to be taking this personally.
I am. I get really upset when it comes to children and like these young people just like having the kids and being like, oh yeah, we could just divorce if it doesn't work out. Okay. You know, like that bothers me.
I totally hear what you're saying.
You're like, affecting the kids' lives forever.
They are. I mean, their kids' lives are not necessarily ruined just because their parents.
You could have an amicable divorce.
Yeah, they could have. Well, I don't think this is. Depending how this shapes up, I don't know if this is going to be one of those.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time. And also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me. So I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself. And that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe Bamboo Viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
So this seems like a good time to introduce our new segment. Every week, Sammy Internet is going to tell us one thing that she's been sleuthing on the internet, because no one knows more about what's going on the internet than you.
Yes, that is what it is. Okay, this isn't like that deep of a sleuth. I don't want to be like credited as the ultimate sleuth, because then standards get really high. But I do a fair bit of looking for stuff, Googling. And this, Googling, one might call it. This is what I think happens with them.
I mean, I'm sorry, but Neve Shulman has created an entire show off of Googling things. So
that's basically
what Catfish was. So I think you have the street cred by me anyway.
Thank you. At least amongst this group, which, yes, you know, our standards are our standards. So I think what happened was that, like, she started dating him when she was 19 years old, she had just been involved in, like, Game of Thrones for the past several years. So she started that when she was, like, 15, 14, you know, when she was really, really young.
He's her Joffrey?
Like, maybe. Like, yeah, yes, almost. I guess that's an imperfect analogy, but yeah, kind of. But, I mean, I think she genuinely wanted to marry him. I think she basically, like, is now turning around and realizing, like I got married too quickly. My whole young adult years were, like, never got to really have them. And, I mean, that includes her, like, normal life as a teenager. And I think she's kind of having, like, the quarter life crisis where she, I think the reason that I had read that they had been, quote, on the rocks is because she had been wanting to, like, be out partying. And I'm not saying this is, like, an insult to her, but that is what I think kind of led them to be on the rocks. My guess is that on the Ring camera, he saw something that implied that, like, she wasn't, you know, something that had upset him, or, like, she wasn't, I don't know. I don't want to say, like, being faithful in terms of infidelity, but, like, maybe just not, just, I don't know, something that she did or is doing. And now what I think is happening is that he's probably really upset and is basically what it seems like putting together, like, a smear campaign.
Like, getting ahead of the narrative.
Yeah, getting ahead of the narrative that, like, that she is this terrible mother and all of these things. Regardless of what actually went on that caused their divorce, it is still so fucked up that he's doing this, because that doesn't make it better for the family.
We're speculating that he's doing this, right?
No, it's coming from his side. She's not the one saying that
like she cares about partying. She's not the one saying that, like.
Where did he say that?
It's just, it's a source. It's just.
From his, but it's very clearly, if you read between the lines of the, that it's leaked from his side, whether it's his, him particularly, or like his camp, quote unquote. There's no stories that are like the opposite. And the paparazzi photos were clearly also ones that he wanted taken.
Here's the thing, though. We really don't know them. And she could be a total monster.
Totally.
Who knows?
Oh, no, yes, I'm not saying she's not. Honestly, I'm not saying she's, I don't know her monster status.
Right.
But I am saying that I think that that is like, regardless of how she's acting or what she's doing or what he's doing, I do think that is what's driving it. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that she got into this too young. And I mean, it happens.
It happens.
My guess is that I think he thought like he was settling down with her. He seems like he's at the age that he would want to settle down. His brothers are both settled down. I feel like people have, and especially I would imagine her, who like didn't have a normal past decade at all.
Right.
Or 15 years of her life probably have been so weird. She probably didn't have any moment to like grow into herself. And before she can even grow into herself, she's now a mother and she's 6 months postpartum and she's like, what the fuck? And now getting divorced implies that like they didn't try. Like it could have actually just been irreparable because she's like, I cannot because I am having a quarter life crisis.
Or she's like, oh, now I'm 27. I am now have a better sense of who I am as a person. And I'm not someone I'm someone who wants to live an active life and I don't want to stay home all the time. And I just because I have kids doesn't mean I can't do that. And sometimes you don't realize that until you're, you know. Do you conspiracy theorists think this all just might be an ad for the Ring camera?
No.
Which the celebrity said. What do you think he heard on the Ring camera? That's kind of what I really would like to know.
Well, right. I wonder if the Ring camera was meant to push away all the mentions of him wearing his ring. You know, like when people Google Joe Jonas ring, they might.
Oh. Interesting.
Wait, what? Ring camera?
I don't know if I might be going too far with that.
Can you get sound on the Ring cameras?
Yeah.
So maybe he just like heard her talking shit about him.
That's
probably like this fucking guy is like such a drag. He won't let me go
party. Such a fucking loser. Doesn't let me go out.
Yeah. I just want to go out. Maybe that's like what she was saying.
Or she was. Yeah. I mean,
my guess is it's like something for, like that's like the best it could be. And the worst it could be is like, I cheated on him yesterday, or I'm cheating on him right
She's
now.
She's having an affair.
Yeah.
We actually have a sarcastic article about 50 guesses of what she had said on Betches.com.
So check it out, guys.
I'm going to go read that.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision engineered blades. The blades are perfect spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that you need. Betch's character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Speaking of moms who have had kids young and then didn't stay with the dads, let's talk about Kylie and Timothée.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sammy and I, Jordan, you weren't here. I think you were moving or were in Italy. Sammy and I were talking about Timothée and Kylie's Kylie and Timothée's what's funny because Chloe is Chloe, actually. Speculated relationship, how they were, may or may not have been in Italy together. And there was no confirmation. It was just like more sleuth thing about on whether or not they were together.
Wasn't there a rumor that they were done?
Yeah, there's all sorts of rumors going back and forth. But I predicted that they're still together based on these pictures. And then pictures came out and videos, which was so – did you guys watch the videos of them like making out hardcore?
I just saw the pics.
At Beyonce. Oh, obviously went to TMZ and watched. they were all at Beyonce and they were cuddly AF.
Hard lunch.
They were hooking up, hands all over each other. He's smoking a cigarette. And like, it's just like very funny. Like the two of them together, because he's this like soft boy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he's from Little Women and Willy Wonka. And then there's like Kylie Jenner, who could just like eat him alive. And I just kind of think it's cool.
Kind of look like they were like in high school.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It feels very like
they were at a high school football game or something.
Young. Yeah. They were also, what I noticed in the video was that when they were making out, they were looking directly at like, they made eye contact with the camera person.
So with you like think the these person are filming staged?
I have my own personal doubts about them.
I don't think that they're not, but I also you know what I mean? Like I have speculations about how legit this is. Maybe they were testing the waters to see if how people would react to this relationship.
I have a feeling that like celebrities are gonna start using like appearances at concerts as their like next, I don't know,
hard launch,
like their hard launch, or to create a certain impression,
or just like test the date, like because it's not a hard launch. They're not posting like a relationship, so
no,
like
they're getting
you could
a camera
easily
person.
Just look like you're just dating, and yes. So it's not like a hard launch. It's just like a, oh yeah, we're sort of seeing each other, we're having fun. It feels very retro. It feels very 90s, and I kind of like it.
I know. Should we start like a Hollywood concert going count? Like see how many celebrities are going to use this strategy now?
It's kind of the most public place that you could possibly make out with someone.
And also seem like it's not on purpose, because it's not just you walking down a street where a cameraman found you. It's like you are in the most public place that why not go to a concert? Like there's nothing weird about going.
I do feel like if you were going to do that, though, I think the smoking is like kind of an odd choice.
I think that's like his thing.
Unless he's trying to be edgy.
Do you think he has a campaign?
He likes an edgy gal. I think he used to hook up with Lily Rose Depp.
Is Kylie edgy?
Yes.
Like in King Kylie era? Yeah.
Kylie's edgy.
Who knows?
Is she?
Like she's an edgy choice for him.
I don't feel like she's saying much.
She's edgy in the sense that like she's like embraces her sexuality. Like she's not like... Although she is like, looks like she's a dairy maiden, like prancing through the prairie.
Occasionally these weeks.
Most recently in pics.
So maybe they have a different, like an interesting effect on each other. It could also mean he has his fucking Willy Wonka coming out soon.
I think so, they're just hooking up.
Oh,
there's also that. You know?
I don't think they're like talking.
No, that's not part of it anyway. I agree.
Stormy. She could be like Timmy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another edgy girl that he could date instead. I don't like this match.
Oh, I like it. I think it's weird that it's entertaining.
That's what Chris thought too.
I think it makes me like him less.
I agree.
I think he's a good actor.
I think he looks like a good actor.
He's fine.
You know what I mean? Like he looks like the actor that...
He's fine.
He is.
I have a feeling Willy Wonka is going to be just okay. Yeah. Apparently also Travis, her ex, was at the concert.
How far was he from Timothée and her?
I think there was like a video of him just like walking through.
Every celebrity went to that
Her 42nd birthday. Yeah, Diana Ross sang happy birthday to her on stage. I mean,
that is just, that's incredibly.
You know what I was also thinking, not to bring up Taylor Swift. I swear this is the only Taylor Swift comment.
Okay.
Is that the two, Beyonce and Taylor, are having these like two mega tours at the same time. And that was like the whole like MTV Awards, right? Or VMAs, where it's like Kanye
Beyonce
went up.
Had the best album of all time.
Had the best album of all time. Meanwhile, Kanye is getting banned from like the Venice boat company because he was seen getting a blowjob from his wife.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, you guys didn't see this?
No, you didn't send me this interesting fact?
Oh my God. I thought it was all over. So
it might have been. I was
there was all of these pictures where Kanye is sitting at like, you know, the Venice boats.
Yeah.
Not a gondola. Not a gondola. The boats.
Like water taxi.
Yeah. They have like it's half open and half closed.
Arriva.
Well, the part in the back that's half open, like he's sitting on top of it. So you can sort of.
So
you know what I mean?
Fall off easily?
Well, you're not falling off to the side. There's still the back of the boat behind you. But like if you were to flip backwards, you'd be sliding back into the waters. But there's still the boat behind you. Anyway, he's sitting there and you can his jacket has like. Like a cut opening, and you could see his butt. Like his butt, his underwear is not there. And then she is below, and she is below seated. And I didn't see any videos, but it seemed like he was getting a blowjob. And
I just Googled, and definitely without the butt when his yes that's
it, a, it's I, at first when I saw it I didn't understand why everybody was freaking out like who cares his butt crack showing but then I didn't make the connection I was like, oh I see, it looks like she's just performed fellatio.
She looks just like him. It's actually kind of frightening, and I think I see a picture of her.
I mean, yeah, she dresses. I mean, she
Where's
dresses.
Where's the driver? Is the driver just
he's
dealing
up front.
With this?
There's somebody in the front.
I see this. So he's getting head while the driver is just innocently boating them around.
Yeah.
Why would you do that in an open air boat?
Because he doesn't give any fucks. He's banned from Venice boat, this boat company.
Okay, well, you kind of need. The boat famously to get around Venice.
But so it's just funny that this is happening all at the same time. Like he is getting banned from the Venice boat company because he's getting head like on this boat. Meanwhile, the two women that he has like sort of pitted against each other in the past and sort of embarrassed on stage because he thought that he had like all of this power are like just dominating the music culture right now. And I just love it because they're not against each other. Yeah. And they're just like both.
It's like
living.
He foretold this because also Beyonce's literally doing an album tour and he said that she had the best album of all time. Just in contrast to what's going on.
It's just kind of funny.
Speaking of Travis's, should we discuss Courtney and Travis?
You can make any connection there. There's the Kardashian.
You could just jump from stone to stone. So, okay, the latest. Basically, on Friday, Travis announced that he and his band, Blink-182, who are on tour, were postponing some of their European dates because he had an urgent family matter and he had to go back home.
Yeah, he was like rushed off stage.
So people weren't sure what it was. But yesterday, Wednesday, Courtney posted a black and white photo on Instagram of her hand and Travis's, where she basically wrote in the caption, like, thanking her doctors who saved her baby's life, saying that she had to go into urgent fetal surgery and that she's now okay. She's back home and Travis is with her. But it seems like they had quite a scare.
But she didn't have the baby.
No.
Right. No, the okay. baby's still, she's still pregnant and the baby is
inside.
Doing well. Inside. She just, she had to get surgery, fetal surgery, which is really scary.
Really scary.
And yeah, so she had the interesting, but then it was weird because this happened. And then also you see all these pictures of like the whole family at the Beyonce concert.
Right. Was like, that?
Do you notice also?
After?
It was like during. Do you notice that Kim and Chris are taking a lot of pictures with Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez? They're like,
and Meghan Markle's mom?
And Meghan Markle. Well, that's one event. That was one event. But like they were also at the Beyonce concert with Bezos and Lauren Sanchez.
That makes a lot of sense because I feel like Kim's next like image turn is that she wants to be taken seriously as like a, not, I don't want to say like a corporate person, but I think she wants to appear more like white collar. Like she wants to do her VC fund and she's a lawyer now. She wants to be perceived as more serious in the like business community is my sense. She's upgraded she's moved on from Beyonce and Jay-Z to Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez.
She wouldn't not hang out with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
She wouldn't not hang out with them, but you know how a few years ago she was using them to launder her legitimacy into like A-list. Now she's using Bezos and Lauren Sanchez to launder her legitimacy into like business A-list.
I also think Lauren Sanchez is also trying to launch her like cool campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
Like entering society. Because right now all her photos have, like public photos have been on hooking up with Jeff on this, on his yacht. And so she's now like trying to be in the celeb world.
She also doesn't not look like Kim and Bianca Censori either. Like she's also in that like realm of face.
Everyone has the same plastic surgeon.
Do you think that if Meghan and Harry get divorced, Kim will date Harry? And she could that be her ultimate long game?
I don't know if she would like enjoy it. I don't know if she would enjoy that, to be honest.
You don't
think Kim is much smarter than Harry.
So is Meghan, I think.
Yeah, everyone.
But I think that Kim is already above question, you know, in social status.
She doesn't need Harry that much.
Harry can't do for Kim now what he did for Meghan when he started dating her in terms of like status.
Right. Do you think Kim's outfits would be an approval by the royal family?
Depends how much he cares what the royal family thinks.
That's true. I guess very little.
I can't see Kim dating Harry. Another reason, even more than just his intelligence, is like he's too emotional for her. And she is
Kanye?
Yeah. And but they, first of all, she was friends with Kanye first, and I think that's why she would be even more averse to it. She's like, I can't deal with another trauma case. You know, I can't see her wanting someone who's like that out of touch.
Well, I won't put it in my predictions for 2024 then.
Well, I don't know if I see it. Yeah.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you want to talk about Burning Man? Like, what the fuck?
Kind of hilarious.
So funny.
Yeah, apparently they had lots of rain. Nevada's Black Rock Desert had 2 months worth of rain in 2 days, which resulted in 70,000 festival goers stranded and attempting to flee the city. Well, the city's a temporary community set up for the festival. Oh my God, one person died?
What? Yeah. It was really, really gross.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. It was all like just really difficult to get around. I said something like they like wanted people to like ration food or something because it was hard to get around.
Yeah, they had like a shelter in place order because people were like, the more that you move, the more you screw, you make a quicksand like substance on the floor. Avi was very obsessed with this and explained all of it to me, detail, including Diplo and Chris Rock hitchhiking out, hitchhiking 5 miles before they were picked up.
They go to music festivals? Like, what is Chris Rock doing in Burning Man?
This isn't like, no, all the celebrities go.
It's like a, I don't know.
Where you take like a lot of drugs. Yeah. And there's art. There is music.
Burning Man is a nonprofit that I believe is supposed to help climate change.
Should we go?
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay. You actually couldn't pay me the ticket price to go.
It costs a lot of money for you to like set up. Like a lot of people do it differently. Like, it's a desert and there's nothing there. You have to like set up what you need for like water,
for 10
for going
days.
To the bathroom, for everything. So like if you want to have like a luxurious experience, you go with a big crew who's willing to spend a lot of money to set that up.
And you could take a private plane that will fly you in.
Is it a lead or is it like every man?
It's supposed to be every man, but in practice, it's elite.
Now it's
like it's $575 a person for the tickets, but you can't just walk in and have nothing. There's no money. There's no food. Like there is free food provided by like the different camps that just like give it, but you can't like you need a bath. You need a maybe you don't need a bathroom, but you need like they have porta potties, but you need like all your food. All your water, all your drugs, all your like outfit. Like it's
all your drugs. Okay, it's described as a global ecosystem of artists, makers, and community organizers who co-create art, events, and local initiatives around the world. And it gets its name from the culminating event, the burning of a large wooden structure called The Man on the penultimate night.
Maybe we should make our own version of it and call it like Betch Man. Betches man.
And you
Burning Betch.
Burning Betch.
And it's
burning
only betch. Like a few hours. And you get to go
and
home.
Go home. Go home. And there's really nice bathrooms.
You food is free, but
we could just zoom in.
Yeah, we could just make it a FaceTime. Like it's from our own homes.
Play a game and then you go home.
Yeah, exactly. Like the beginning of the pandemic.
Then you burn like an expensive candle.
On your own
and you get a massage.
Oh, sounds great.
I feel it's very like non-New York Burning Man. I don't know anyone who's been to Burning Man.
I know like friends of friends. I don't know anyone personally. You're right,
we're so uncool.
Or are we very cool?
Yeah, it's just very like, you know, you have to be into that thing.
Or you have like $55,000 to take the private Burning Man plane that gets you into the festival immediately, so you don't have to like wait half a day to get your camper in on the like one main road to this random desert spot.
Hopefully they had a lot of drugs at least.
Do you know they call the desert, they call it the playa.
It's like when Chris Harrison called their little the
palapa. Meet me by the palapa.
Please, the rose ceremony is under the palapa.
Speaking of things that are very uncool, I've been catching up on Sex and the City.
Oh, yes.
Old Sex and the City?
No, she means And Just Like That.
And Just Like That. That's what I meant. Aileen, can we just, I mean, Aiden is like, I don't know.
Are you caught up? Did you catch up?
I didn't finish. Ugh. But I have. I'm on. He went home because his 14-year-old son drove his truck.
You need to finish it.
Is it gets worse?
Yes.
But he's just so like,
he gets more annoying. The whole thing is annoying. Like the whole thing, you're just like throwing shit at the TV but I have a theory about why he did all this. But you don't know what happened at the end, so I don't want to ruin it for you.
Okay.
You promised we'd finish.
Talk about next week. I tried, and then I didn't realize how behind I was. It was like, I didn't have the time.
It was too many hours, and it's not a show that you like are excited to binge.
I know. I'm kind of like, it's a hate watch, so I'm like, eh. Say that. You're being weird.
It was. Why can't it is you go cute, to her apartment? Sarah Jessica Parker adopted that little cat.
I saw that. Che?
It's cute. No, the cat's name is not Che.
No, like the Che brought the cat.
Yeah. She named it Shu on the show, but in real life, the cat has a different name, and I cannot remember it. But it is not Shu.
You know what? Fine, we'll table this. We can watch. We can discuss this next week when I finish.
Okay. We have to circle back to the conversation real quick about Carl and Lindsay's broken engagement, because there was more info that surfaced via sleuthing. Sammy, do you want to give the update?
Sammy Sleuth?
I mean, I only have updates that were like gossip updates. There haven't really been hard updates.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Legal full disclosure, all of these are just internet rumors. That's the whole point. It's why it's called Sleuth. Sammy Sleuth.
And it's very it's Sammy all internet. Alleged information.
Yes.
Yeah. So what I saw on Dumois was that she was completely blindsided. Carl, they had been fighting all summer really, really badly. But right after filming had ended, and they weren't filming over Labor Day weekend, they ended filming the weekend before. So shortly after that, Carl called production and basically told them that he was breaking up with her and to film it. My personal self jury is still out on whether like he kind of had to do that because he would have gotten like because it was still technically like the season, if production would have been mad if he had done that off camera or if he was doing it to like almost provide proof of how things went down. I don't know what his or just because he's a piece of shit. That also is another good reason that I fully believe could be true.
Or to lock in their storyline for next year to be cast again.
Yes, because they had been demoted to a friend of, and my guess is that that had caused like additional financial stress.
This summer.
Next summer.
Oh, next summer they'd been demoted.
Or like the one they just
this
filmed.
Summer.
The one
this
they
summer.
Just filmed. Sorry, the next season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
is that's a fact that they were friend of this summer?
I am like 99% sure. I remember that being
maybe.
Story.
It's maybe a fact.
Maybe a fact. Lindsay and Carl demoted to friend of.
They weren't at the house as much.
So then my guess is that that was referring to this season. Because I'm not sure if I saw fact or rumor about it, but there was talk that that was in the cards for them to be put as friend of. Regardless, what people are saying, what the streets are saying is that she has been just like absolutely devastated, cannot leave her apartment, unsurprising. He like skipped town, and I saw someone post on Reddit that their apartment is already up for showings.
And it's expensive, I would imagine.
I think they got an even more expensive apartment.
Yeah, I thought they had moved to like a $19,000 one.
What?
In Kips Bay.
In Kips Bay. How much money are they making on the show?
Who the fuck pays that much rent for two people?
Well, it goes back. So all this stuff, like obviously there's old clips that came up on social, and there was like one from the reunion where Paige is like saying like this is fake, and Lindsay goes, wouldn't you say that this is like really expensive for us to like make this a fake thing? And she's like, exactly, like it, considering you guys don't have jobs, like do you remember that line when she and then it's just like and then like Lindsay and Carl kind of squirm because they know that they're not coming back this summer for like full cast. So I don't know. Jernina, you and I thought that they're still gonna make it down the aisle last time we said it. What do you think? Like they're supposed to get married in November.
I don't think it's happening anymore.
I know. I kind of changed my mind.
I changed my mind too. In light of no posting on either of their parts and of the fact
the
that
way
it's
it
been
went
confirmed
down.
By legitimate sources and not just Reddit. And I still think there's some sort of like manipulation situation going on. Like I think there's something being done for cameras, but I also think that it's real.
I think the line that we're having trouble discerning is, I think it's as real as the relationship ever was. And they might have been lying to themselves about the solidity of their relationship. I think that's what all like the babying is about. I think that's like, we're trying to like make ourselves, not just other people, ourselves believe that this is real, that we are really into each other, that we are forever, and that there are no problems here. And I think that that's why people feel it's fake, not because it's like made up, but because it's fake to them too. They're just not admitting it. And I went back and I watched the first season of Summer House and like the past 2 days, and the foundation's all there for this to eventually happen.
What do you mean?
Like, I just watch it and I'm like, oh, that, I see how Carl went from being like that person who was like new to the scene and very into being with women because like that's what you do as a guy. And like he made this comment about Lauren Workus, the one he was hooking up with, right? Yeah.
I liked her.
Yeah, she was fun. Where he was like, they're in a club and they show, it's all the first season cast, and they show Carl and Lauren and he's like flirting with her, but by naming state capitals. And then they cut to this interview where he's like, yeah, I mean, Kyle and Everett and I are just bros and I'm just newly friends with Steven. So like, what else am I going to do? I'm going to talk to the pretty hot blonde girl who gives you attention. That's man school 101. Like, and I'm just thinking like, are you talking to like the hot blonde girl? Cause like that you want to
have sex with her
or because you're attracted to her. Cause most people, I think, I don't know, you just have to hear the way he speaks about things.
You think he's trying to put on a show?
To himself.
I mean, clearly, he's on a show.
No, but to himself. Not to us. Well, yes to us, but it's more for him than it is for us. And he also talks about his family and they show, like, more things and how, like, this was all just writing on the wall.
We're going to have to wait and see what happens. Either way, I do want to watch now. So
same. Mission definitely accomplished.
Who are we sending to the Caymans, and who of our fans and reviewers are we sending somewhere really wonderful and magical?
Should we send Joe?
That was my first instinct.
We
also
really don't know what happened, but should we send Carl?
We girly
sure
aesthetic.
If we should send Carl.
We didn't know that he had like called the cameras back to end the.
True. Okay,
I think
he can go.
This week we can send him. I don't think he'll mind. I think he wants out.
I think he likes the camera.
No, I think he likes the money, and he's trapped.
I think he'd be pretty good at selling timeshares in the Cayman Islands.
Actually. No, he didn't hit his quotas in all of his sales.
Oh, that's
jobs.
True. He's a terrible salesman.
But he was selling like dental products. You know,
and then he was selling Loverboy.
Yeah, when he was selling Loverboy, he wasn't doing well.
And he has an alcohol problem, and he's famously a summer house person.
Maybe
so as a face of share houses.
That's true. Yeah, he might be perfect for the job.
Yeah, maybe we have found Carl's fate.
All right, Carl, you're going to the Caymans to sell time shares. I have a review, a fan who also requested to go somewhere, so I'm going to read it. Her subject, her name is Bunny Hugger 75. Her subject is laughter. I love listening to you ladies. Your laughter is contagious. Sometimes I don't even know the celeb you're talking about, but it's still hilarious. Please send me somewhere with a spa. Heart.
Ooh. What's the best spa you've ever been to?
She can go to Stein Erickson. That was a lovely spa that we all went to last year.
Oh, yes.
You could relive our trip.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. Okay. So we're sending her to
Park City,
Utah in the summer or the winter.
Whatever she wants.
Whatever she prefers.
She can decide the date.
Yes. Yeah. And she can stay in those residences.
It was beautiful.
Make sure you hypothetically have nothing going on that weekend.
Check your hypothetical calendar. All right. Well, is that it for this week, Sat Betches?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it for this week's Ed Badges podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Me at Sammy.
And me at Aileen. Go and leave us a review. Tell us why you like this show. Tell us where you want us to hypothetically send you, and we'll send you there next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.